Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Lee. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Don Lee. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragon hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-1 in the game. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhals moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-2 in the game. Estrada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foyles for a passed ball. Cott moves to second. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 2 in the game. Narragon hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Julio Becker pinch hits for Don Lee. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Billy Martin now playing second base. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny G.R.E. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhals moves to third. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Bill Plice. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Allison steals second. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli takes first base on ball 4. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 3 in the game. Narragon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Narragon reaches second base with a double. Verhals scores. Allison scores. Altobelli moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Wes Stock now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Altobelli scores. Narragón scores. Lepsio moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Staub's now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Ray Moore now pitching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.